Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Felt like we were ready to play. Felt like we were in a good mindset. Like I said, I thought the first, 10 minutes, they came out strong. And the next 10 minutes, I thought we controlled play, and then I just thought we had too many passengers throughout the rest of the game and just weren't on the same page. And, they get a couple goals and momentum like that, and then you're chasing the game, and it's hard to get it back, when you're down three against a good team that plays sound defensively like them.
Austin Matthews with the too many passengers quote. That's going to resonate for quite a while, I think, in Toronto, to be quite honest with you. A city that has been starving for their Leafs to advance farther on than they have. Two series wins in the last, 20 years, I think it is? That's it? Sabres have four in that same time. It's unbelievable when you think about it. They lose in Game 7 to the Florida Panthers, who are now on to face the Carolina Hurricanes, the Edmonton Oilers against the Dallas Stars in the West. If the Cup is to be in Canada and to reside there for the first time since 1993, the last hope is the Edmonton Oilers, because you have the Panthers and Carolina Hurricanes on the east side, like I said, and the Oilers and the Dallas Stars on the west side. Joining me right now on the Western Hotline to talk about everything that went down and what it looks like going forward is Paul Hamilton and his reports on WGR, brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Thinking about today and planning for tomorrow, and by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. Well, Paul, what do you think happened in Game 7 to the Toronto Maple Leafs? Was it simply losing to a team that was better than them, or did the pressure actually get to this team that did not show up very well that night?
Both, I think. As I recall, I think I heard the Leafs saying that last time this happened to them, or one of the times, because it's happened to them a lot. They just didn't show up, and, it was a weird game, too, because I believe the first 20 shot attempts were for Florida.
Yeah.
And Toronto, absolutely, that's as bad a start as I've seen a team that is supposed to be good ever have. But then they had the next seven shots. Their first opportunity was Nylander, and it was a golden opportunity. Bobrovsky had to make a great save. So then Toronto looked like, all right, we're finally getting into the game. They held off Florida. They hadn't scored. And Toronto started, getting into the game, and it looked like, okay, good, we're going to have a game. And then next thing you know, it's 3-0. Yeah. And then the Leafs basically quit after that. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. I don't say that very often, but once it got to be 3-0, they quit. I mean, it was all Florida, and all Florida had to do was cruise after that.
Paul, years ago, we still do sometimes, but we used to have really interesting debates and talks on this radio station about the word culture. And I think you and I are come from the same kind of cloth here. We have the same views on that, which is it absolutely matters. It's the kind of room you build. But this kind of culture is different. And here's another piece of culture that matters. When I hear guys like Matthew Tkachuk and Brad Marchand, the opposing team, talk about the pressure that you have to play under playing in Toronto, that is also a culture. When I hear Craig Rivet talk about walking into Montreal and looking up in the rafters and looking around the facility and seeing the cups and the banners, that's a different kind of culture. That is absolutely something that had to have played into what was going on in Toronto.
And I, as you mentioned, I think culture is a big thing. And because a lot of when people are against it, what I hear is, well, everybody trying to build culture. Every coach uses, and they're right. And every coach can't build culture. And that's why I think it's so important. There wasn't a coach with the Buffalo Bills that even came close to building a culture out there. They all talked about it until Sean McDermott showed up. And then he built a really good culture for the Buffalo Bills and has been able to sustain it. You have to be a different type of a coach to be able to accomplish it. So that's what where I think it that lies is all coaches talk about it, but only a few can actually do it that it matters. McDermott's done it. None of the Sabre coaches have been able to do it. And the Florida Panthers are a good example of what you're talking about. The Carolina Hurricanes have a culture which I'm not real fond of, but they win. And, you know, to me, I just get bored out of my gourd watching them play. I hate watching them play. It's not even fun watching the hockey game when they're playing, but they're winning. So that's the name of the game. You know,
go ahead.
The New Jersey Devils, let me point them out. When Jacques Lemaire was there, I hated hockey then because he was winning Stanley Cups by basically hanging out in the neutral zone, trapping, and waiting for turnovers and scoring. Well, he wins cups. Now everybody wants to do that, and it was just so boring to watch.
You're right. All that is right. I'll rephrase the way I want to say this because I think the culture I'm talking about here is not the typical type of what you build from a team within. Playing in Toronto in itself, I think, is just a different culture, is what I mean. It doesn't matter who the coach is. It doesn't matter who the players are. It's the culture of hockey in Toronto. It's the culture of hockey in Montreal. When you go to that city, there is a different feel and type. It does not matter who is on your team. It does not matter who your coach is. It just feels different. And I get that when Tkachuk says it and Marchand says it about the opposing team, which is amazing.
Yeah, and Montreal is just... And I tell fans, you know, well, if we were going to go to a road game, where should we go? I don't even have to think about it. Montreal.
Yep.
Absolutely Montreal. It is a different breed. It's a different animal. It's even a different type of arena, the way it's built. You know, it's the old-style arena where the seats are just straight up and there are railings in each row so you don't fall down. It's like being in a sports cathedral type of a thing. And the way the fans are there and in Montreal, those fans, they get behind you, you're golden. And it just motivates you. But when you mess up, they are on you. And they are on you quickly. And that's what you have to do as a visiting team is dominate the Canadiens for 15 minutes or for 10 minutes in a period. And those fans will turn on them immediately. So it's really any fan, if you ever want to go see a Sabres game on the road, make the trip. It's only about 5.5 hours or so to drive there, and it's just a great experience.
So that happened to Mitch Marner. He was getting booed every time he touched the puck in the third period. You know, the fans turned on him. This is now to a point where I think most people in Toronto believe that, you know, they're going to have a parting of the ways. For a lot of different reasons, it's a core that needs to be broken up, but it's also just the way it's gone for Mitch Marner. How do you see this playing out with Mitch Marner in Toronto?
Well, they should have messed with this core 2-3 years ago, but they keep sticking with it. So I guess it's not a guarantee they're going to break it up. But how long do you stick with it before you finally realize this just isn't working? Yes, you have great hockey players, but they're not working together as a team. To this day, I cannot explain to you how the Buffalo Sabres were still one of the worst teams in the National Hockey League with O'Reilly, Eichel, Reinhart, and Evander Kane. I cannot explain it, how you would have four like great players like that at forward, and you're still one of the worst teams in the NHL. And it's sometimes you can't explain. How do the Maple Leafs have the talent that they have and just fail miserably in the playoffs every single time? And, you know, they got past Ottawa, but, you know, Ottawa made a series out of it. Toronto won the first three. The next thing you know, Ottawa makes it 3-2. And now, you know, the Leafs are uptight. And they got through it because they're so much better than Ottawa is. But, it's just, you know, Austin Matthews, one of the most talented goal scorers in the NHL until they need him. And when they need him, he's not there. When they need Mitch Marner, he's not there. And that's the problem. I mean, and you just shake your head. And I know that's why they keep going back to it. It's like, yeah, but these guys are great players. Yeah, they are until you need them. and then they're not. So is this the year they're finally going to break it up? I would think so, but if I'm being honest with you, I said that last year, and I think I said it the year before, you know.
Do you think the Buffalo Sabres will attempt to pursue Mitch Marner?
I would not. He would not be number one on my list. There's two Florida Panthers I would pursue way before Mitch Marner for some of the reasons I've already outlined. But Sam Bennett and Marchand, I mean, these are guys that are winners. These are guys that are not one-dimensional. You can put them on your top six. They will produce for you, especially in the clutch. These are clutch players. They've won.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Stanley Cups, they are there when you need them the most. Plus, you know, they have that experience. And what do the Buffalo Sabres need? They don't need goal scoring. They don't need to spend $12 million on an offensive player. They're already 10th in the league in scoring and very close to being 7th in the league. 10th is 3.23 goals per game, and 7th is 3.26 goals per game. So they're right there. They can score goals. Their problem is they're 29th in the NHL in defense, and they have goaltenders that can't make the big save at the big time. Mitch Marner's not making saves. He's not going to help you defensively. For a team that hasn't made the playoffs that can score goals, I'm just a bit mystified why people want to spend $12 million to get offensive players. I would rather get leaders and guys who produce in the clutch, and guys you can put in the top six and are not going to hurt you in your own zone and are going to produce when you need them. Yeah, they're not going to get 100 points like Mitch Marner. They're not going to have 60, 70 assists like Mitch Marner. But I would rather have the guys who have won and are there when you need them the most. And to me, that's Sam Bennett and Marchand. Now, the question is, if we're talking about any of the three of them, would they consider coming to a team that hasn't been in the playoffs for 14 years? The answer is probably no, but that doesn't mean you don't pursue them. That doesn't mean that however the Buffalo Sabres rank those players, that you don't go to them first and you try to convince them to come. If they say no, they say no. But to me, you don't say, well, it's just a waste of time because we're Buffalo. No, I mean, that's plan A for me. And if plan A doesn't work, then you head to plan B. But, you know, what if they say yes? And that's the way you got to look at it.
I'll get your thoughts in a second on the two series here at the end, the Final Four. But quickly, the Bruins have re-signed Don Sweeney to a two-year contract extension. Mm-hmm. Maybe a bit of a surprise to a lot of people. And I would say this, disappointing to a lot of Bruins fans that I read.
Yeah, they haven't drafted real well in some cases. And, you know, they have a long road ahead now with you know, it's finally – they've aged out finally. Mm-hmm. And it's a long road ahead for them. And, I'm a little surprised. But, you know, I'm also more than a little surprised that the Sabres haven't changed general manager. So sometimes those things happen and they go forward. And you're right, fans in Boston are not going to be pleased with that development.
All right, Paul, let's talk about the two conference finals here set up. Let's start with the West, Edmonton against Dallas. How do you see this one playing out? Two very, very high-powered offenses and offensive talent.
Yeah, I remember talking about Dallas last year, and, of course, this is a repeat of the Western Conference Final, and I don't think any less of them now. Probably even more now that they have Rantanen, and I like their goaltending. They got guys back from injury. They had some key injuries, but they got through them during the playoffs, and that just shows their depth right there. When you lose Robertson and Heiskanen, your best defenseman, and you still are able to, you know, win your first series against Colorado, and then do the same thing against Winnipeg, who is the number one team in the NHL, you know, I still like the Dallas Stars, but I definitely think we're looking at a seven-game series, and it should be a great series.
How about on the east side, Florida against Carolina?
Well, Florida, they can play any way you want to. If you want to run and gun, which the Carolina Hurricanes do not, they can do that. If you want to play tight checking and wait for mistakes, they can do that. And they're excellent at both of them. I find it very interesting here that teams like Tampa Bay, when they were winning cups, in Florida, they couldn't care less about the President's Trophy or being in first place. They basically play an 82-game preseason. Just make sure you're in. Because if you examine the playoffs, it really doesn't matter if you're home or away. A lot of visiting teams win. So here we are in the top four. You got number 5 in Dallas, number 9 in Edmonton, number 10 in Carolina, and number 11 in Florida. Florida doesn't care they're 11th in the league because they know what it takes to get through the playoffs, and it's a marathon. They know what they have to do to get through to the playoffs. And they had two tough series. They had to play Tampa Bay. It didn't turn out to be tough. It should have been. They win it in 5, and then Toronto takes them to 7. They just know how to do it. So, and even Sal, I mean, even if you look at the NBA, with the exception of Oklahoma City, who was number 1, then you got number 5, Knicks, number 6, Indiana, number 10, Minnesota. It just seems like the top teams are not getting through in the playoffs anymore, because I think some of the better teams just realize, we don't have to kill ourselves in the regular season. It's a marathon. Let's kill ourselves when we get into the playoffs.
All right, Paul. Well, enjoy it. Let me ask you this. Is there a team that you would favor out of the four right now to win the Stanley Cup? Is it Florida because of the experience in winning it last year, or do you like another team above the rest?
Of course, I'm not going to be surprised if Florida wins it, but I think I'd go with Dallas.
Okay, I like it. Dallas is an interesting team. I mean, they can really – it's fun watching their games. I don't particularly enjoy the team, but they're fun to watch for sure, and this should be a film with them.
But they have the right shade of green.
Yeah. There you go.
I like that shade of green. So, you know, they're fun to watch that way.
Paul, enjoy the rest of the week, and we'll talk soon. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, that is Paul Hamilton here on WGR. When we come back, so there's a couple of NFL proposals on the table for the owners, and one is the banning of the tush push again. I will talk about that. But the other one, this playoff seeding thing, I think that there's not a lot of talk of a certain angle about this that I want to bring up, right? This playoffs reseeding, doing it different in the NFL. It's got some interesting debates on both sides. I'm kind of torn because there's some I like about it, some I don't like about it. But I think I'm leaning one way whether they should do it or not because of something I think that not a lot of people are talking enough about if they wind up doing it here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.